We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest episode of 21 Questions, a subscribe-provided Q&A show that's proudly presented by McAdoodles, your one-stop shop for beer, wine, and spirits, now in Kansas City. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything from the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network of 2022. And now, the latest episode of 21 Questions.
It's 21 Questions presented by McAdoodles. They are at Lee's Summit now. They are the premier liquor beer buying experience in the KC area. It is an honor to be with the premier producer here at KC Sports Network, Jordan Foote. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, buddy. It's been a while since we've hopped on a show, man, because you guys were down in Vegas and Tuck was holding it down for everybody. And now, you know, back on 21 Questions. So I bet it feels good to be back, right?
I'm trying to think the last time we did 21 Questions together.
I don't know if we have ever been one of the combinations. We might have been one of them. I know the first one, my very first week, it was me and Tuck. And me and Maddie have done one because that was Maddie's only host. And I've done one with Joel. So it must have been you, because I know I've done one with either you or Craig at some point, right?
I don't know. I feel like I've done. I mean, you know, it's just, this feels like we're pre-show right now, honestly. Yeah. Like, this isn't abnormal for like a lab night. But anyways, 21 Questions. We answer the questions from the KCSN Discord. You get access to the KCSN Discord when you are a subscriber to KCSN Substack. It's $30 a year. It's a great deal, and you get to be part of this really cool community that we have over the Discord as part of all that. You get a bunch of premium content, film reviews, all that good stuff. But I think there's a link to subscribe in the description of this show, so check that out. So let's get into these questions. Hobo Joe 93 with a huge emotional win over the Bengals. Is there any worry about an emotional letdown in the Super Bowl?
I think it's possible, but like, it's always a possibility. But with that said, if there's any team, I think given how last season ended and given the coaching they have in place, given the quarterback they have in place, like the odds of it happening for the Chiefs, and we always say, oh, they're coming off a big emotional win, like the Jaguars when they came back on LA, hadn't been there before. The Chiefs have been there before. They know what to expect. I don't think it was quite as it was emotional for them, but they didn't have a goal just to beat the Bengals. Like, they have a bigger goal to win the Super Bowl. So I think all things considered, yeah, it's possible, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Every conference championship game is an emotional roller coaster. Even a 31-7 blowout, there's still excitement and emotions you got to deal with. And yeah, like, this team's going to be better positioned than the Eagles to play in this game. They're used to this. They know what to expect. I don't think it's a high likelihood that you're going to see an emotional letdown. And like, look, the 13 seconds game last year in the divisional round, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think the Chiefs ran out of gas in the second half. I think they just didn't play well. I think I think Lou Anarumo just got them. Cause if you remember correctly, that team came out hot in the first half. They're up 21-3 and things just kind of spiraled from there with some really uncharacteristic stuff. But I don't think it's cause they lacked energy. It's just cause they just didn't focus and make some plays that they should have. So Gooby 35, The only time this Eagles team played good quarterbacks, in my opinion, was against Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott, arguably not even a good quarterback, he says, who hung 33 and 40 respectively on them. Do you think those point totals are a reasonable possibility for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? I do. I think this team can put some points on the board. I'm not trying to discredit the Eagles. The Eagles are a very good football team. They have some very talented pieces to that group. Good front, good pass rush. Hassan Reddick's a monster. But I think the Chiefs are going to be able to put up points. Like I think they're going to be able to light the scoreboard up a little bit. I think this game, like, I haven't looked at like the overs and all that stuff yet, but I could very easily foresee the over hitting in this game.
Yeah, I think so too. And my early inkling on, you know, Thursdays, we're chopping it up here, is like 30 points for the Chiefs would be my expectation. I mean, that's still a pretty decent bar for a Super Bowl to clear. I don't know what the average scoring output in a Super Bowl is, but the Chiefs could put up some points, man. And Mahomes is going to be probably even more Mahomes than he was in the AFC Championship. When he looked really good, like objectively, you wouldn't really be able to tell sometimes that he was battling a really gnarly injury, like a high ankle. People still don't understand that. They're going to be able to put up points. If they have guys healthy, they have guys effective, they're going to score points. Like, the Eagles defense, don't get me wrong, is really good, but the Chiefs offense is also, you know, the best in the league. So they're going to be able to score.
I saw something with like EPA per play or EPA per possession or something like that. The Chiefs are first, the Eagles are second, but the difference between the Chiefs and the Eagles is the same as the difference between the Eagles and like the 17th best team.
Yeah.
Like, that's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. Carinder asks, what's your preference, white on white or white on red?
My preference is red on red. I just think it's the best uniform combo. And I think I said it in the Discord when someone teased, or I think Bobby Stroop might have tweeted out, like, it's white jerseys or whatever it was for the Super Bowl. Everyone said, oh, white on white, white on white. Like, those are clean, don't get me wrong, but I would rank red on red above both. So out of the question, though, I think it's got to be white on white. Like, that is a pretty clean look, even if I do think it's a tad bit boring. I know that's a minority opinion for sure.
I think I'm white on red.
Really?
I think I'm a white on red guy. I think I'm a white on red guy. I'm okay with the, if they're going to wear the red pants, I'm okay with it. I think it's a nice, easy, clean look. First time Patrick Mahomes will wear white in a playoff game. That's just
to think about.
It's absolutely,
because he's played some playoff games. Like, he's no longer 20, 24, 25, and he has, you know, been the worst he's had is get to the AFC Championship. You'd think he'd be wearing that at some point, but
the worst he's done is host the AFC Championship.
Yeah. In 5 years, that's ridiculous.
5 years. My kid was like a year and a half the first time that happened. S Wallaby 13. If you had to choose only one player to get back from injury for the Super Bowl, who would it be? Kadarius Toney, Juju Smith-Schuster, or L'Jarius Sneed? Ooh, what do you think, Jordan?
And you talked about it on the lab. Juju's important, like, don't get me wrong, and he could be more consistent, like, more reliable, but his target share and his reception, like, his volume has gone down since Christmas, since like the last month and a half. Toney, man, if you can get him in that game, and L'Jarius Sneed's very important, don't get me wrong, but the secondary playing well without him against Cincy for the most part makes me feel a little bit better about it. Toney, man, if you're missing Hardman, which we're expecting right as of right now, and you're missing Toney, that's going to be an uphill battle to score in the red zone, you know, expand vertically down the field, threaten vertically down the field, pending an MVS just career game again or whatever. I think it's got to be Toney, because if he's on the field, dynamic is all hell. He makes a big difference when he's out there.
I think, oh man, this is tough. I think it's L'Jarius Sneed for me still.
That's not bad.
Just because, like, this is a very dynamic offense. I think you need your dynamic players to be able to play in it. And, like, this is not to discredit what this secondary has been able to do, because, like, they've done an outstanding job, and you've got two big corners on the outside, and, you know, you got Trent McDuffie that's able to operate within the slot and all that stuff. But, man, I just think, you know, Sneed's a unique player. You're going to need to do some different things and mix some things up, and I think he's the guy that helps you do that the best, just to try to think, to throw some things off. And, look, the Chiefs can roll out Justin Watson. You know, it doesn't have to be Marcus Kemp. And I'm not trying to dunk on Marcus Kemp. It's just Marcus Kemp's not an offensive player. Like, let's just be real. Like, that's not why he's here. That's not why he was supposed to be here. He got in a couple times because he knew the offense. He played like 33% of the snaps. Justin Watson will be back. So you can go Justin Watson, MVS, and Sky Moore, you know, to go with your, you know, and then you can do some two tight end stuff, some three tight end stuff. Like, you'll be just fine. So Snead's such a dynamic, stable piece of that defense. I think you got to roll with him. Yeah. Kay Gumminger asks the best non-football story from the Vegas trip. Have you heard about Tucker and the handshakes yet, Jordan?
Yes.
Don't ruin it yet. But okay. So Tucker is, I love traveling with Tucker. I love being somewhere with Tucker for 6 days. It is so much fun. He's my roommate. He was my roommate at the Shrine Bowl. So Tucker was, instead of shaking hands with people he knew, he was pulling a pass rush move on them when they went to stick their hands out. So, like, he was, like, you know, club ripping, club swimming, like, random people that he was shaking hands with. Somebody, a media member that you may or may not know, offered him $1,000 to do it to Bill Belichick if he saw him. And if you got it on video, he's going to give him $1,000. That's not the story. It sounds like I was, like, building up to that. That would have been incredible. But, you know, Tucker's been doing it all week. And we have Michaela Bennett. She hosts Best of Everything here at KC Sports Network. She's doing all the social media stuff for us, doing an absolutely great job. She tells me, like, day one, when we're, like, doing all the videos, she's like, I'm going to get Tucker before the weekend's over. I'm gonna pull a pass rush move on Tucker. And so it's the last night. We're all kind of saying our goodbyes. We're all kind of gearing up to get out of there the next day. And we get Tucker somehow, like, randomly, like, we're all giving out the hugs and stuff. And BJ gets Tucker to stand up. And Michaela's like, flat out, just like, let's try to figure out how to get him to stand up really quick. Just trust me. Okay, cool. Very last thing, like, the mic drop of the week. Michaela goes to shake Tucker's hand, gives him a club swim in the middle of the Luxor. Lost it. In heels.
Like
she just she got him. And Tucker just stood there with his hand out, just like stunned. Because he's been doing this all week. And he just got absolutely bought by Michaela. It was hilarious. That was really fun. Doing the football story, like, I guess, you know, like, the shows were incredible. Going to the Blue Wire studio, it's kind of football adjacent, so, like, that was kind of fun. We had a great week. There's just so much, like, you do so much there. Like, I mean, we were literally interviewing prospects. Like, we got like 40 interviews done, like, just an insane amount of interviews. And you saw all the podcasts we were doing all out there. I'm sure you had to edit some of them, Jordan, but yeah. That was my favorite. That was my favorite story. And it's just like, Tucker getting eviscerated at the end was so funny. Zach Eisen asks best Shrine personality or interview. There's two that stand out. Chase Bryce, the quarterback out of Appalachian State. I'm pretty sure he might have a job at KCSN like tomorrow. Like, if things don't work out. Like, we were just hanging out with him and talking, and he's like, I want to eat. He's like this southern kind of country guy. He's got the little twang to him. He's like your prototypical backup quarterback vibe, which, like, I love, because, like, that was me. He's just kind of got that, like, you know, he's like, basically, he's like, hey, you know, if the Chiefs want me to go hold a chart for him and do some charting for him, I'd be happy to be the QB3 out there. Like, he knows, like, what he is and what he isn't. Like, he knows he's probably just going to be a backup somewhere. But, like, you know, he's just kind of a whole vibe. He's talking about how he wants a podcast. And BJ said, like, hey, if you wind up at the Chiefs, like, you've got a pod, like, locked up. It's yours. Leonard Taylor was really funny too. I'm pretty sure, like, he was just, like, messing with me and Maddie, but, like, he got there. He's like, man, I just got back from a nap. Only ask me one question at a time, please. Like, what were you going to ask you more than one? He was a whole vibe too. Leonard Taylor, tied out of Cincinnati. We interviewed him. He was one of my favorite interviews of the entire weekend. Tojo 144. A likely available player at 31 who can truly add something special to the offense and is still a reasonable value. Do you have one yet, Jordan?
I want yours first.
Okay. A player at 31, like, that's a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. I think offensive line is a place you could look.
Yeah.
So like a Jalen Duncan out of Maryland, although I think he's had a very, very strong Senior Bowl.
Bring him up.
That's a guy you could look at. I'll throw Zay Flowers' name out there. If he's a unique talent, we got a chance to watch him at the East-West Shrine Bowl. And we, you know, we got a game. He just looks different than everybody else on the field. Like, mm-hmm. there's just something about his movement skills. A little bit bigger than you would have anticipated. Kind of, you know, like, he looks a little bit bigger, denser than you would anticipate, but still moved really smoothly, explosive. So like, that's a dynamic guy. Surprisingly good ball winner. For being 5'9", you know, like, I think he actually did a pretty good job with the ball in the air. So, those are two guys. What do you got, Jordan?
I was going to bring up Zay. Like, that's my automatic, like, for anything, because I have an early draft crush, or I guess at this point it's, you know, February. It's not even necessarily early, on him. He's a very dynamic player. I like him. I want your opinion. And I thought Zay, you know, people still are resisting him being like a first round talent. So that's where it comes in, as he's going to be available. Where do you land on Josh Downs in terms of, like, if you had to tier him in this year's group, where would you put him?
Oh, that's tough. I don't think I'd tier him with Zay. Maybe like a tier up. Like, I think he's probably a second round guy when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fun player though. And I mean, I haven't put a secondary grade on him or anything yet. I'm not doing the secondary grades on him, but I mean, from what I've seen from him, day two lock for sure, and good value somewhere in the second round. He's gonna make a team happy. Wouldn't mind if he was.
I'm with that.
Wouldn't hit it at all.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Lee 87. What kind of charity fundraiser from KCSN would it take for Kent to shave off his hair? I mean, I don't know. It's not as like expensive as you'd think. I'll figure out a number. It's not going to cost you too much. If you raised $1,000 or something, I'd probably do it. You know, like, I'm not going too crazy or anything like that. I don't know if my wife wants me to do that, but I mean, I'd be looking like, I just wear a hat like all the time.
Exactly.
I don't know, dude. How much would it cost for you to shave your head?
I was going to say, like, anytime someone brings up the, like, how much would it take for you to do X like activity? I'm like, I do a lot of stuff for like not a ton of money. Like, it people want to say, oh, I'd take, you know, $10,000 for you to do that. I'm like, if someone brought 5,000 out or 1,000 out in cash and was like, go do this, a lot of people would do it. I'm kind of one of those. Like, I think, especially for charity, if it was 1,000, I think I'd do it too. Cause like, it's going to come back. It's for a good cause. It would be funny as hell, like on multiple levels. So I think, yeah, I think $1,000 is probably a good number.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think it'd take too much. Derek asks, should we expect to see more Leo Chanel in the Super Bowl to hunt down Jalen Hurts? I'd be a little like, it's, I mean, if it's in base, like, I don't think you're going to see him play outside of base. Like, I don't think there's going to be a ton of specific packages where you see Leo Chanel on the field trying to chase Jalen Hurts. Like, it's, if they're in base, yeah, sure. But I don't think he's going to get on the field much. Like, and I think the thing is, it's like, Leo Chanel, great athlete, very good athlete, dense, physical. There's a reason that he's, you know, he's kind of limited to your base downs, yeah. Right? And
yeah,
I just think, you know, what you need is gap discipline, assignment sound, you know, assignment discipline when you're playing Jalen Hurts in that offense, more than you need big, strong, you know, disruptive blitzer, run blitzer kind of guy, you know. So I don't know if Leo Chanel is going to have like a bigger role per se. I understand the logic because he's a very, very good athlete, but especially if Willie Gay's back, I'd be kind of surprised.
Yeah. You look at his snap counts and I think a lot of it obviously is matchup dependent. Like against the Bengals, he wasn't going to play much anyway, just because of the offense they run. It was 27, 21, 22, and 23 to close out the regular season. Then he has had 11 and 5 in consecutive games. And I think part of that could have been, you know, the Chiefs knowing that he wasn't, he's kind of not ready for a big workload, I don't think. And he's done some good things throughout the year, but there's still a lot we don't know about him. Also, you can only have so many guys out there that do what he does when you're not in base. And he's just not one of those guys right now. So in the future, you know, the workload's probably going to go up because they did draft him. He was a third round pick, right? He was a day two guy. Because of the athletic profile, everyone made it a big deal. So in the future, yeah, but that future is probably not going to be the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah, he's a good football player. Like, his future is very, very bright. There's a lot of players that their future is very bright. Speaking of that, Arizona-bound Mike, now that we are nearly through the first season, who is the best value draft pick for the Chiefs from 2022? You go first, Jordan.
That's tough because they had a really good draft. Like, if this was 2018 or something, we could, you know, pick out a guy pretty easily, or even 2019. Ironically, Isaiah Pacheco's got to be in the conversation. And I know that people, running backs don't matter, whatever, but like, he's an effing seventh round pick. Like, that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think it's got to be Jalen Watson, right? Considering the seventh round draft slot. And that is kind of the trump card over Josh Williams. And I know they alternated throughout the year, kind of like Watson came on strong early, then it was Williams, then it was Watson to close out the year. And you could tell when Spags was like fine tuning those rotations and what he wanted for the playoffs, it was going to be Jalen Watson. So I think it's got to be him just because of the draft slot, because he's played well, and because I think I believe in him right now more than Josh Williams. And that's, you know, not an indictment on Williams at all.
I think they got multiple value draft picks. Yeah. And weirdly enough, I think Trent McDuffie's a value pick where they got him. I think that's a blue chip. I think that might be a blue chipper. Like, I think that's his ceiling. He ends up being a blue chipper for this football team, even though, like, I know the Chiefs traded up and, you know, all that stuff. I think that's a blue chip. I think George Karloftis is great value at the back end of the first round too. I think I don't think you can call him value yet, but I think he's a very good football player. I don't think you can call Brian Cook value yet. I don't think you can call Leo Shaw value. You can call Joshua Williams value. You can call Jalen Watson value. You can call Isaiah Pacheco value. They killed it. Like, I don't think people realize like what Joshua Williams is doing as a fourth round pick is pretty good value. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Chiefs just blew some stuff out of the water here. Like, they absolutely blew it out of the water with like 2 7th round picks. Like, I'm even like the guys that don't get a ton of attention. Like, we talked about Leo Chanel as a special teamer already and a base down Sam. Ozzie Johnson's a good special teamer. Like, really, everyone outside of like, and I'm not dunking on Darian Kennard because like offensive line's kind of a tricky one, but like, I don't know, man. Everybody outside of Darian Kennard kind of they've really they've kind of nailed it. So I think that's kind of cool. Joel Penfield, better redemption arc at the end of the game. Sky on the putt return or Butker with the game winner. What you think, Jordan?
I think it's Sky. He's a younger player. People expected Butker to kind of eventually figure it out. No one really expected, or at least really thought, Sky would do this in a playoff game in the AFC Championship, considering the circumstances. Like, and Reed talked about it on Thursday, him battling through like that legitimate fear of returning punts. Like, at a certain point, he just straight up didn't do it.
Yeah.
And fighting through that and coming out, you know, on the other side better because of it. And who knows, like, if he's going to stick there long term or if they really, really want him to keep doing it. But I think it's got to be Sky. And that's not a slight to Butker or anything.
I think you're right. And that was also like, hey, look, we put you in that situation all year. You're our third option. We need you to step up and do it. Like, mm-hmm. That's a really cool story. It's everything for Butker too, though. It's like the operation. Like, it's snap, hold, kick. It's mostly hold and kick. Like, that it looked great. Like, I'm sitting there watching, like, they're digging a little marker in the natural grass. Like, they're kind of, you know, using a finger marker, and, you know, it looked like Tommy hit it perfectly. And it's kind of like, it was kind of a weird kick. Like, he hit it pretty high up, which was kind of
it
weird.
Was odd.
It was kind of an odd one. But I think both of those arcs are great. I think those are both great redemption stories. I was happy to, like, I think Sky is going to be way better than people think.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And so I think that's like a confidence building moment for him. That's a reminder that he's got talent and ability that can play at this level. So I think that's pretty cool. Hobo Joe 93, what is the most little brother move an AFC West team has done in the last 2 years? Yikes. Do you have one?
Little brother move in terms of like reeks of desperation.
I think it's going for Russ.
And then they doubled down and got Sean Payton. This, and he's gonna make them better. Like, don't get me wrong, I think they're gonna be a better team, but what'd they go, 4-13 or like 5-12?
5-12.
Like, congrats on maybe 8-9. Like, I think they're not, if they do somehow make the playoffs, no one's going to pick them to win legitimate playoff games. So, like, congrats on that. Congrats on getting your non-MVP vote, getting quarterback. Like, it just reeked of desperation. Then they paid him. Then now they're doubling, tripling down. I think it's Russ.
I think that's probably right. I mean, as much money as the AFC West spent too, it's just like that reeked of desperation. None of it worked. Like, none of it worked. Like, it's been a very delicious couple years here, especially this year. Like, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year in the rebuilding year,
God, what do you do if you're not only the AFC West, the AFC? Like, you know how pissed you'd have to be after like this, especially like Buffalo not even getting to the AFC Championship game in a year where they legitimately had all the love preseason. Like, that's
Buffalo, rough. Boy, I don't know what to do with Buffalo now because they've spent a bunch of capital draft and cash on the pass rush that's not very good.
Yep.
Their quarterback's getting expensive.
Miller blew out his knee, and like, that's going to factor in on the pass rush. Like, that's,
he's my age. Well, speaking of that, Casey from KC, what Chief wears the number of your age at KCSN? I will tell you that there is not a Chief that wears my age. I will tell you that it's somewhere between Nick Bolton and Jalen Watson. And despite Maddie doesn't have Maddie's number either. Actually, let me check the practice squad.
Exactly. I was like, let me, because they have a couple duplicates too, but they're mostly like single digits, I think.
Maddie is somewhere between DiCaprio Boodle and Nick Bolton. And DiCaprio Boodle wears number 30. Just so you know. Don't ever let Maddie tell you he's under the age of 30.
He was under it.
Yeah. Well, he's the worst. Hold on, Jordan, what is your, are you a Clyde?
I'm Sky Moore. I'm sub Clyde. I just turned Sky Moore on the 20th of last month. So I joined the club. Who Who would have been 23? Is it Josh Williams? Okay. Yeah.
Tucker Sky Moore as well.
Is he? No, I think he's a year older than me.
Is he already?
It might be one of those things, though, where like later this year he'll bump up to be your one of those type deals.
I don't think he's 25 yet.
Okay.
Maybe he is. I can't remember now. He's because we always make fun of him, like what he was doing in 97, 98 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But because that was one of the years he's born. If you want to feel old there.
I think he was born 97 and I was born beginning of 99, but it could be he was born. I don't know. He's young.
Yeah. Craig is Colin Saunders. Moving on. create your best Super Bowl party food spread. Oh, I got. I'll tell you what I'm making.
Okay.
You can if you want time.
No, I want to hear it.
Well, okay. So I am making pulled pork. I got a smoker a couple years ago. I'm obsessed with it, and I finally upgraded. Like, there's an insane Amazon deal, Black Friday deal, so I got a really nice bigger Traeger, and I've been smoking meats like crazy. I'm doing a lot of briskets. I'm not doing a brisket for the Super Bowl because I got a pork butt ready to roll. So I'm doing pulled pork. We'll probably do like Hawaiian roll sliders with that and get some bacon crisped up. So we kind of make our own mini rocket pigs with some, like, we'll air fry some jalapenos too. So like we kind of make mini rocket pigs at the house. Mac and cheese, queso, chips. That's probably, you get some cookies, I wouldn't mind a little puppy chow, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
So something like that. That'd probably be what I'd get.
I like it. You hit on two of the things, mac and cheese and queso. I've got to have both of those. I've got to have like a buffalo chicken dip.
I was gonna say, I can do some like wings too.
Yeah, some wings. I'm a big, really anywhere. Burgers and brats or burgers and hot dogs. And I know that's more of like a cookout type thing, but like if I made that and instead of obviously brisket, pulled pork, something like that, I would absolutely love. I think it'd be fantastic. Now I want Chef J Barbecue. Not sponsored, but
what are we going?
We will go. That should have been a question. I should have asked in 21 questions, when the hell are we going to Chef J?
We gotta figure that out. We can do that next week. I know, like, we got to try to get Briscoe out there too. Like, I just, you know, it's kind of weird. He has this job that requires him to like not be available from 10 to 2 every day. Like, imagine. A loser.
Yeah.
What a dork. Anyway, we'll get out. We'll just go out. We'll go without him though, because we got to hit that place up, man.
I was about, like, I know people aren't able to see on listening, but I was about that close to going on Thursday. And I was like, I can't go without Kent for my first time going. That'd be so messed up.
Oh, it's so good, man. It's so good.
Every time I see a tweet, I'm like, buddy.
I got to take you to Harp, too. Harp's really good, too. Harp used to be at Crane Brewing, and it was open one day a week, and you have to get there super early. Kevin Flaherty told me all. Like, he's showing me the path. Like, he's like the barbecue savant here.
Nice.
But, yeah, he's taking me to both those places, and they're both ridiculous, and I'm obsessed with them. I am the biggest Chef J fan out there right now, though.
Like, heck,
it's,
yeah.
It's absurd. Like, everything about it. I can't wait to take y'all there.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Entertain, educate, inform.
KC Sports Network.
BA Cyclone, has Marquez Valdez-Scantling elevated himself to the wide receiver version of Frank Clark? You can't cut him because playoffs. Yes. I think you've absolutely put him, like, he's put himself in a position where I don't think they cut him. That might boost his confidence and Mahomes' confidence in him. It's not like he wasn't dead weight. It's just, no. You know, it, by any stretch of the word, it's just like, if you're looking at retooling the roster. No, I think MVS is here to stay, and I think he's absolutely earned it.
Yeah, I do too. And he's been healthy for the most part. He's been relatively dependable outside of, you know, he has a very small bit of Demarcus Robinson in him, and not that he's like directionally challenged, but like he has some weird drops, and then he'll make the crazy catches there. Like he shouldn't make that. Like, that's a little
wild cardy. Yeah,
exactly. He's a little wild cardy, and I think for the price tag, it's not absolutely like detrimental. It's what, 3 for 30, and like it's structured where if they needed to get out of it, they could. I don't think they do get out of it. I think that playoff game, it's hard to buy or put like all your stock in one player in one game, but like considering the moment and what they needed and what they were going through, it's got to be a yes. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Ross Sawyer, if the Bengals were an instrument that the Chiefs played, what would you compare them to? Oh.
Beat them like a drum.
There it is.
So you said it was a potentially fake close game. I'm trying to think of, like, I don't know my instruments too well, and I played like the violin and the trombone, but it's got to be a drum.
Like a drum. I think he just wanted to hear us say that, like Craig and Maddie do. Casey from Casey, does the fact that the Eagles playoff opponents were far softer than the Chiefs and the Chiefs faced two quarterbacks far superior to the QBs faced by the Eagles encourage you in why? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say the Eagles stink. The Eagles are very, 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 very good football team. They haven't seen Mahomes yet or anybody close to him. And they're in for a rude awakening, I think. I think the Chiefs are going to stomp all over them. I think the Chiefs will be able to put up a lot of points.
Yeah, they haven't played a ton of good quarterbacks. They haven't played just a ton of good teams. Like, that schedule wasn't conducive to being battle-tested for a Super Bowl run. The Chiefs, while the schedule, like, in retrospect, wasn't a crazy, crazy, crazy schedule, it was still tough. They had all the stuff they endured, the adversity throughout the year. They haven't seen anything like the Chiefs. They haven't seen anything like Mahomes all year. That gives the Chiefs an advantage. The Chiefs have also been there before. The Eagles haven't really, aside from, you know, Jason Kelce and old-timers. But I think it's got to be, yeah, like, it's, they haven't seen it, and it might take them by storm. Like, I know we talked pre-show about possibilities and the outcome of the game. The Chiefs are just in a, we'll say they're in a decent spot, all things considered, I think.
Sign Juju now. Was A.J. Brown annihilating the Chiefs last time they faced off more an issue of scheme or personnel? How do you think the new personnel change is stopping them? Look, these young corners have been largely, I know, like, you know, there's a couple moments there. Jamar got one. T. Higgins got one out on the edge. But, I mean, we'll see. The Chiefs want to stick in too high. We'll see if they're able to do that against the Eagles' run game. But the too high can kind of help protect them a little bit there. It can kind of help, you know, protect you against a guy like A.J. Brown. But these corners, like, give these corners some credit too, because I think the personnel is better than what you saw last year. Charvarius Ward, we know he couldn't locate the football, and, you know, whoever lined up next to him, Rashad Fenton was playing for a large, like, the Chiefs traded Rashad Fenton because he wasn't good enough. Like, all these young corners were out here balling out, and I don't know. I think it's personnel. I think they'll scheme some things up to try to help and protect him there too.
Yeah. And this isn't an AJ Brown comment. It's more of a Chiefs defense comment, but the last time they played, there's a clip out there of Anthony Hitchens when the play clock is winding down, being so preoccupied with what Juan Thornhill is doing and where he's lined up that they're screaming at each other. And then a running back literally just drips out to the flat wide ass open. And that was like a relatively common thing at that point in the season. Like, the communication lapses, ironically, and we talked about it heading into the year. You have Tyrann Mathieu leaving. You have, you know, Dan Sorensen leaving. You have Charvarius Ward leaving. One of those isn't necessarily like the other, but you get the point. They, ironically, this year, Maybe it's because there haven't been as many dramatic, like, arms thrown up in the air afterwards, but it seems like they've limited explosives relatively well, and they've communicated better, which is extremely ironic. So I think they're going to be better scheme-wise, confidence-wise. They're going to be ready for it.
Anthony Hitchens didn't have a job this year, by the way.
God, he didn't. Not even
I know
on a practice squad or anything. And at this point, you know, I don't know if I'd want to do that anyway, but still.
Yeah, it's wow. Pretty crazy. DSM Derek, how many times will we hear Kent say either best player in the world or Patrick LaVon Mahomes leading up to the Super Bowl? The line is set at 100.5. Well, I just said it twice, and I think I'll probably talk about the best player in the world, Patrick LaVon Mahomes. There's two more. Several times. Challenge accepted. Best player in the world, Patrick LaVon Mahomes. Just DRK. I may have missed this, but is anyone from KCSN going to be at the Super Bowl? I don't think we're going to have any representation at the Super Bowl. I actually think we're all going to be home, too. Last mm-hmm. I heard, I think we're all going to be home, which is pretty cool. I'm really excited to get to smoke a pork butt and have some time with my family. Honestly, I'll be here in this clawfist as soon as the game's over for sure. But I don't think we're gonna have any representation at the Senior Bowl or Super Bowl. And yeah, I think it's going to be kind of fun to be remote and get to kind of, you know, enjoy it with our families. I think I'm really excited about that, honestly.
Yeah, remote stuff honestly is not that bad. Like, there's value in not having to do the travel, not having to do like the song and dance of all that. Like, it is a privilege to be able to do that, but like sometimes being able to just sit back and watch and be in the comfort of your home with people, like, there's definite value in that for sure.
I had so much fun doing the AFC Championship game in Vegas. Like, absolute yeah. blast. Absolute blast. Even though I was stressed out, you know, I think it's a little different for the Super Bowl, just for me personally. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really hard for me to be on camera for the Super Bowl. Like, that would be a lot.
Especially with all your food. You'd be stuffing your face the whole time, right?
Yeah, I'd be like just mumbling with food and stuff. But and not more than I mumble already. That's been 21 questions. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. You can subscribe to the KCSN Substack and get your questions answered on this show as well. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you later.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.